Actually, that shows that the MDC is now in an enviable position within the unit government. They are now like a trapped rat, which cannot find a way out. They still see some relevance for them to continue inside, but they still continue to be humiliated and embarrassed by Robert Mugabe within the unit government. So they don't know exactly what to do. They would want to walk out, but they see all the ghastly, probabilities of a revisit of the kind of horror that was experienced before the unit government. So they are forced to condemn it, but still remain inside. That's a very unenviable position for anybody.
George, Prime Minister Morgan Tsvangirai said his MDC will not recognize people unilaterally appointed by President Robert Mugabe. What does this mean? Because I don't think they have the power, you know, to reverse it.
Yeah, I think it amounts to nothing. It's an important, decision or protest on the part of MDC. It will not mean anything to ZANU-PF once they've deployed their cadres to take up positions in those areas. They will continue to do the job and do the job according to the instructions of their employer, in this case Robert Mugabe and ZANU. So MDC can only complain and complain, but that won't create any difference. Unfortunately for them, they are now finding themselves in a situation where they are forced to call for the removal of sanctions, when in fact it would have been a useful tool on their part to use these sanctions to force Robert Mugabe to accede to the demands of the GPA. As it is, they have done everything, on their part in terms of the bargain. But on the side of the Robert Mugabe and ZANU, they still continue to behave as if they are in power in a government where they are not in partnership with MDC.
The MDC is trying to call on the guarantors of the Global Political Agreement, in this case officials or leaders in the Southern African Development Community, SADC, to come in and intervene, negotiate, and try to find a solution to this ongoing stalemate. Do you think SADC will do anything about this, and can SADC resolve this, crisis?
We have said in the past again and again, and we shall repeat it this time around, that SADC is a toothless bulldog. It cannot force Mugabe to do anything. He cannot dance to their tune. In fact, they have been forced, like Morgan Tsvangirai and MDC, to dance to Mugabe's tune. They are also helping him by going around addressing the EU Parliament and all the other, places to tell them to remove the sanctions. I'm sure you are aware that Jacob Zuma in Europe tried to do that. So SADC has no weapons, has no tools, has totally no mechanism of forcing Robert Mugabe to do according to their bidding. They will be forced again and again to continue to cede ground to Robert Mugabe, who will occupy every space that he creates in terms of his expansionist political agenda. So they are useless. They can't move Mugabe to do anything.
So, George, what do you think should be in the arsenal of MDC in order to pose a challenge to Robert Mugabe in this unity government that they are part of?
Actually, it's a very difficult position for MDC, as I've already said. They are trapped in that arrangement. If they try to call for elections, which is the tool I believe they would have used, Robert Mugabe quickly generates heat in terms of political violence, and then they are forced to swallow their words and say, no, the country is not prepared to have another election. Robert Mugabe is afraid of an election. Even if he may, issue out utterances to the contrary, in effect, he is afraid of elections and a defeat in the hands of MDC or any other party that might spring a surprise there. So as far as I'm concerned, the best thing is to go back to that mechanism. I believe it worked. Of asking the Western powers, it might sound unpatriotic, But those are the people who have had an immense effect on Robert Mugabe. By tightening the sanctions screw, that's the only card that he can use. The SADC card can't work, the elections card can't work, so the only card that he has at his disposal is to tighten, call for the tightening of the screws in terms of the sanctions. That is what makes Mugabe feel the pain.